Welcome to the Essentially You podcast, where we explore the science of happiness and well-being to help coaches and coaching leaders bring out the best in themselves and those they serve. If you're looking for new approaches to serve your clients or looking to create a culture of positivity and well-being in your organization, join me, Mark Mathia, on a journey of discovery and inspiration. How much is coaching worth? You know, I get asked that question all of the time. And as an internal coach and coaching leader who coaches externally as well, I found that the professional coaching is a process and it achieves a myriad of positive outcomes. But understanding this value proposition is vital. You need to understand the worth of coaching. And accordingly, coaches' compensation should be tied to possibilities, not things like affordability. Now, breaking news, right? If you want to earn more as a coach or coaching leader, you better learn to create more powerful impacts in the lives of those you work with. The challenge, as I see it, is many coaches don't know the difference in the size and scope of their talents' dreams. So I put together a journey map to help us illustrate that so that you, no matter where you're at in the journey, whether you're hiring a coach or whether you want to become a coach internally or externally, have an understanding of the value proposition that coaching brings. First, we'll start out as a coaching rookie. And the coaching rookie is very important, by the way, and many people make a whole living just staying here. But that helps push people through what I call the terror barrier. And anytime we as humans try to get outside of our comfort zone, we have to cross through this terror barrier. And the terror barrier brings up things like fear of failure, fear of judgment, out of control, it's new, all kinds of fears happen. Here's what I found. I found about 80% of the people stay back in their comfort zone. But to me, that's as silly as climbing all the way to the death zone on Everest, staying in your tent for the rest of the trip. As you stay above the death zone at Everest, I think it's like 29,000 feet, your body is slowly dying. It does you no good to stay in your tent. So as a coaching rookie, we help people shape their values. What are their values and why do they value what they value? We help reset and recharge mindsets. What kind of soundtracks are going on and how can we improve them? And then we help them gain clarity and wisdom. It's when we learn that failure is just another step forward if we use it as wisdom. We're either failing or we're learning. And if you can fail and learn at the same time, you gain wisdom, and that's going to help the rest of the journey. Now, as we get past the coaching rookie, we're going to move into the coaching contender. But in order to do that, there's another terror barrier, or what I call the valley of doubt. Because between any two peaks in mountains, there's a valley. And so in order to go up to the next peak or higher level, you have to go down through the valley. And the problem is most talent, most people get stuck in the valley and think that's their new home. It's the new normal. It's just always going to be that way with that kind of pervasive thinking. And so we have to, as coaches, remind them that this is not their home, that the climb has to go on. And when we help our talent start to climb that second mountain, all of a sudden, things start to shift. The value proposition intensifies because we start to talk about what's possible and we start to talk about possibility. And then we add another layer into this, which I really love. It's accountability. And I just believe this, that we are always greater than ourselves. Like with somebody else, we're greater than just ourselves. And if nothing else, that level of accountability and that question of possibility, those two combined are going to help create a new word. I just coined it. It's called this, momentum ability. And that momentum ability is going to solve, according to John Maxwell, about 80% of our problems. But when we help talents get momentum, that's another level. So you can see that a coaching rookie will coach values, mindset, wisdom, but coaching contenders talk possibility, accountability, and momentum ability. But there's another level and another valley. And so we get through that next valley and we get to the coaching champion level. This is rare air where only 2% of the top achievers ever get to, both in coaching and in success at business and life. And when we start to coach champions, here's what we coach. We coach talent at their best. We coach higher pursuits. We coach clarity and focus. We learn to do less but better. We coach achievements, and then, at the peak of all of it, we introduce well-being or whole health because it's vital to sustain that summit. And then, when all of that's aligned, all of a sudden we realize is that hope is possible. And when hope is possible, anything is possible. So, whether you're a coaching rookie, a coaching contender, coaching champion, whether you want to have someone help you get through the first level terror barrier or become a champion in your industry, that will set the tone for the investment in the coaching process. And it also shows you what the ROI could be. For coaches, what we charge is tied to the value we create. Now, the outcome is tied to both the size and scope of the talent streams, not the coach's dream. So here's some areas or places coaches should start to understand how to charge for services. One, know yourself, coach. Who's your ideal client? Who are you looking for? If you're a coaching rookie, be a coaching rookie. Just charge accordingly. Okay, number two, know your talent and what's possible in their life. Number three, coach your ass off. Believing your talent already has the answers within them, coach like there's no tomorrow. And finally, number four, coaching is a process that impacts people's thinking. Thinking impacts their actions. Actions impact their results. And the value of coaching is derived from the quality of thinking a talent is willing to possess. And when you help people arrive so their thinking is better, their actions are more consistent, and their outcomes are more positive and sustained, anything is possible. And the value of coaching can't just be measured by dollars at that point. And there's a two-time factor. Did you know that coaching helps individuals win at work and at home? You see, the coaching process is transferable to every aspect of your life. So the next time you're trying to either figure out internally the value of coaching or if you're selling to other organizations the coaching principles, keep this in mind. Your fee, what you charge, is going to be tied to the outcome that the talents want to have. Basically, what I'm saying is the size and scope of the talents' dreams are what they should be willing to invest in a great coach who can help guide them there along the way to ask better questions, to have bolder actions, and to deliver greater results than they ever thought was possible. So the next time you get into a conversation about the value of coaching, I hope this information serves you well. And until then, let's get out there and coach away. And now it's your turn to get out there and thrive in life. If you've liked what you've learned, would you consider subscribing to this podcast and leaving a review? I'd really appreciate it. And if you have anything you would like addressed, you can reach out to me, Mark Mathia, at mark@markmathia.com. And until next week, I'm cheering for you.